This is the planet Earth, our planet. It is a small planet wrapped in clouds, and for us it is a very important place. It is home. Supposing we look away from the Earth and travel in our imaginations across the vast starry stretches of outer space, then we can imagine other stars. Stranger stars by far than ever shone in our night sky. And planets too. This calm, serene orb, sailing majestically among the myriad stars of the firmament. Perhaps this star, too, is home for somebody. Can we imagine the sort of people that might live on a star like this? Let us go very close. Let us look and listen. Thank you.
Do you like its organizations, its advertising factotums, its automobiles, its assembly line souls? It's bad.
Well, it's silly.
Let's remove it, huh?
But it feeds me. It brings me cans of pork and beans.
It's bad. Let's remove it. Mysticism really a religious training, or is it a rule to avoid the flings and arrows of our time? Is this mysticism really a religious training, or is it a rule to avoid the flings and arrows of our time?
Thank you. hear these people, these two people, they were in love with each other. The girl was very young, about 17 or 18, I guess. And the guy was quite a bit older. Raggedy and wild. She was very beautiful, you know. And together they turned everything into a kind of an adventure. She liked that. Just an ordinary trip down the grocery store was full of adventure.
Spending the day with somebody else. You yell at, break things in the training.